You know, a day like today, well, I should check to see. I said 60. That's what it was when we started. Let's see what it is now. 65. Yeah, good, good. We're heading toward that high of 69 now, they're guessing. It was a low of 49, but sunny and a high of 69. And at 121, we have 65 sunny degrees. Now, they said sunny at noon, but now they say partly cloudy conditions expected around 7 p.m. Oh, I see what they're saying. So it's going to be sunny right until 7 p.m. Okay, good. It is a sunny, beautiful Wednesday. There's no question about that. Anyway, when the weather's like this, much to the chagrin of people who feel they missed a winter, didn't get to do the winter sports that they wanted to, although up north they make snow and they make good snow, but I know it's not the same. But for a lot of us, we look and we go, wow, it looks very springish out there. It looks very nice. And of course, following spring is summer. And for many of us, for work and play, we find ourselves going up to Mackinac Island. We'll be up there a few times this year, as we are every year. Of course, Sandy Brew Oz, Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference, will be happening, and WJR will be there in force, unlike anyone else. And we've been doing it longer than anyone else, meaning me. We've been broadcasting from that thing in the parlor, and it's been fabulous, and we hope we continue that special place. But along the way, we get there by Shepler's Ferry, the Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. And we're waiting to hook up with Chris Shepler, the president of Shepler's Ferry, but I was told something. I just talked to Chris the other day to see how things were, and we're ready to go, and I am proudly the voice of Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry on the ferry and in their commercials and all that, and I'm proud of that. But Dave Rieger told me something I did not know anything about. And now he may not be able to talk because he's trying to find Chris Shepler, our guest, but there had been talk of implementing luggage fees for visitors. And apparently the reaction was not good. I mean, none of us react well when we find out something we've been doing for a long time a certain way changes, and with the new way, there's an extra cost. And that upset a lot of people. And, of course, they're paying attention at Shepler's and said, okay, maybe this isn't going to work out so well. There was going to be a $4 per bag cost for visitors, no charge for island residents. And there, I didn't know this until diving into the story, that there's a Mackinac Island Transportation Authority, and that people who run these ferries actually pay a fee. They actually have to pay some kind of a franchise fee, or I don't know if that's what it's called. I'll call it a franchise fee, but they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to be allowed to run the ferry. I had no idea. I'd never heard that before, didn't know a thing about it, just learned it while digging into the story here. The luggage fees were to help offset the costs of radio frequency tracking devices, known as those RFID technology we've heard about before, but it reads information contained in wireless devices without making physical contact or requiring a line of sight. And that's from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security website. They thought it was a good idea. I believe the Michigan State Police thought it was a good idea to have these tracking buttons. Now, they're not, Michigan State Police is not stepping in and backing any kind of a fee increase or anything else. They just thought it was a good idea to have the tracking system after talking with Shepler. Shepler's already spent a lot of money to put in this equipment, but they're not going to charge you money now this year for your bags. And we have to track down my friend Chris Shepler, the president of Shepler's Ferry. And I've already told him, Chris, that you have decided to postpone any plans to add a fee for the RFID luggage tracking. Good afternoon. Nice to catch up with you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul W., and it's always a pleasure to speak with you on your show. And
Yes, so I am kind of getting in here at the last part of it. But, yes, we have postponed any luggage fee. We've postponed the use of the RFID tracking system. We're going to postpone that so that we can ensure that we continue to work closely with the island officials, the Homeland Security, U.S. Coast Guard, all of those different entities, and make sure when we do introduce this into the experience that it is the proper one.
I didn't know until reading up on this story, because you and I have never talked about it. I didn't know that ferry boats like yours have to pay a franchise fee. And I also didn't know how much time you spend on each ferry on luggage that gets wayward luggage. Not that you lose. Obviously, you can't lose it. You put it on the boat, you take off, and you get to the island, and you take it off the boat. But the luggage goes so many different places that oftentimes it goes to the wrong places, and that's not Schepler Ferry's problem. But Schepler's Ferry has always helped out trying to find people's luggage. And I had no idea how many phone calls and how much you have to do every trip to find people's luggage.
Yeah, that is true. It's kind of a hidden little deal because we don't bring it up with hotels. We don't bring it up. We just do what we got to do. When that guest comes to the dock and the luggage is not there, and it may be, 50% of the time the luggage is on the next boat that's leaving Mackinac Island, or it's just left the hotel, or they just missed the boat, or whatever. I don't want to put a percentage on that, but that's kind of what happens. And very rarely is a bag lost. It's just misplaced for however long. So this system would allow us to know immediately if that luggage has arrived our dock yet. That would be one of the big questions. Then once we knew that, we could focus in on possibly the hotel and or Starline if they have it, instead of making all these other phone calls that we have to make to narrow down that search. So it would eliminate this angst that someone has. I know I would have an angst if I got off the boat, my luggage's not there, and I got to catch a flight to Detroit, and it leaves in an hour and a half, and my bag's not here. Hmm. Or I have a meeting, or I have kids at home, or whatever that case might be. This would allow the guest to know, whether or not that luggage even got to Schepler's Mackinac Island Ferry Service.
Yeah.
So yes to that, or I hope I answered that correctly. And then, yes, we do pay a $300,000 fee to Mackinac Island.
$300,000 each year is your franchise fee?
Every year to Mackinac Island, and that allows us to take passengers to Mackinac Island.
Wow. Well, this is all news to me, and I'm part of the family there. I am shocked to see that in the story it says, well, you're quoted as saying, we spend 40 to 50 hours a week looking for misplaced bags, maybe 30 phone calls per trip. Wow.
That is correct.
That is mind-blowing. All right. Well, but
that's not every trip. Those are the Sunday mornings. Those are when a big convention such as the Detroit Regional Chamber checks out.
Okay.
So, that's not every day, but I believe if you average that out, we're spending 50 hours a week looking for misplaced bags.
Gotcha. And now we're looking at a $4 fee that was announced, then now you're rescinding it for this year till you get all this stuff explained and the RFID luggage tracking and how better that'll be for everybody. I wish you well. I hope to continue to be the voice of the Schepler Mackinac Island Ferry. So if you need me to record anything new for the ferries this year, let me know.
I will, Paul W., and you are the official voice of Schepler's Mackinac Island Ferry.
All right, Chris, say hello to your lovely wife, Mikey, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Will do, Paul W. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We continue. That's Chris Schepler, President, Schepler's Ferry. At 1:30 on WJR.